Today's daf is Krisus daf Yud Ches. We left off on daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We are at Amar Rabbi Chiya, Amar Rav. Last words on the line are Amar Rabbi, about 7 lines before the end of the page. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. We're right in the middle of a discussion. We're going to continue the discussion we started yesterday about whether you require chaticha achas mishtei chatichos, or even just eating one chaticha that's a safek will be mechayev a person an asham talis. As we mentioned yesterday, the format of the Gemara through Yizayinun Beis through Yilches Amud Aleph is that we're going to have three different explanations as to why one might require chatichachas mishtei chatichas. What's interesting about those three different explanations is that they are all in the name of Rav. They're just different people in the name of Rav. Yesterday we learned Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Today we're going to have Rabbi Chiya Amarav. And then we're going to have Rav Nachman Amarav Baravua Amarav. But all three different explanations in the name of Rav as to why it is that we require chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. And then the Gemara is going to ask on each of those explanations for three different places, three different challenges, and it's the same three that we ask on each of those explanations. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how much of a suffix does it have to be in order to be mechayev an asham talui, and that's going to include a discussion of whether a person can be misnadev an asham talui. Can a person just volunteer on his own? Who knows? Maybe I did an avera, and therefore just volunteered to give an asham talui. Then the Gemara is going to talk about whether a yediyah suffix is going to be mechalek lechata'us, and that's going to be the entire Amud Beis essentially, which is that if a person, realizes that he might have eaten chalev, so asham tali, right? And then he eats again and realizes he might have eaten chalev. And between each time, he realizes that he might have eaten chalev. And then after doing that 5 times, let's say, he then comes to the discovery that he definitely ate chalev all 5 of those times. So now does he bring 5 karbanos chatas because there was a yediyah ben atayim that in between each one he knew that he had that he might have eaten chalev? Or do we say no? Only yediyas vaday ben atayim will be mechayiv him separate chatas. To be mechayiv him separate asham tali, of course, yediyas safek will be mechayiv the asham tali. But what about to be mechayiv a chatas? So that's going to be the topic of Amud Beis. So let's pick up again. Amar Rav Chiya, Amar Rav, about 7 lines before the end of the page. Amar Rav Chiya, Amar Rav, hayu lefanav shtei chatichas. If a person has 2 pieces of fat in front of him, achal shal chelev, achal shal shuman, one of them though is chelev, which is forbidden, and the other is shuman, which is mutter, v'achal achas men v'en yodei as men achal, and he eats one of them but doesn't know which one, chayev, he's going to be chayev in Hashem Talui. Chaticha, but if it's only 1 piece that's in front of him, savik shal shuman, savik shal chelev, achal, and he eats it, Potter, then he's going to be Potter. Amr Abzir, my time at the Rav. Oh, so what's the logic for Rav? Kasavar, shtei chatichosef shalavara risuro, chaticha chasiev shalavara risuro. Different than we explained yesterday. Yesterday we explained it's based on how you understand the word mem tzadi vav tuf in the pasuk. Is it mitzvas or mitzvos? Is it yeshem lemikra, yeshem lemesaris? Today, a totally different explanation. The second explanation is, why would you need chatichachas mishtei chatichos? Because in order to be chayv and asham tala, you need a situation where you might later discover what actually happened. So if you eat one of the chatichos and there's another chaticha remaining, that leaves open the possibility that someone will be able to identify that other chaticha and they'll be able to say, oh yeah, this remaining one is shuman, so you taka did eat chaylev, or vice versa. But if you can't ever have the opportunity to be mevari sura because you've eaten it all, you've eaten all the evidence, well then you're not going to be chayev and asham tala. What difference does it make whether we assume it's based on mitzvahs, mitzvos, or whether it's based on this idea that you have to be efshal levari suro? According to Rava, if there was a kazayus and a half, and you don't know whether it was the chatzi zayus that was the chelev and the kazayus that was the shuman, or vice versa, and you ate a kazayus, so according to Rava, you don't have 2 chatichos that are in front of you. You only have 1.5 chatichos, because pachos mikazayus, there's not going to be any chiyuv asham at all. Upatr, and therefore you're going to be patr. But the Rabbi Zeira, efshar levar risuro, but you could still identify what the other one is, because it's still left, even though it's only a chatzi zayus, so you will still be able to clarify what the Yisr is. This is an interesting idea that the Gemara is saying, that according to Rava, this would not qualify as mitzvos. Meaning mitzvos means that you have to have two pieces in front of you. And over here you have one piece that's a chatzizayis and one piece that is a kizayis. So that's not called that you have two pieces in front of you. The poskim discuss whether that's... The poskim discuss whether that's always true, that one and a half is not considered two, or do we say sometimes that one and a half would be considered two as well? The Chasam Sofer in the Tshuvan or Chaim Simen Vav has a discussion. There's an earlier Tshuvan from Milchas Yaakov who asks what happens if a person, a woman, baked all of her challahs and then she realized after she baked all of her challahs for Shabbos that she forgot to be mafresh challahs. So this happens all the time. You get the shailah. So what do? You take all the challahs, you put them out on the table, you cover them with a towel to be mitzari, follow them, and then you cut off a piece of one of them. I baked the X amount and I need them for Lecha Mishnah, and now I'm cut off a piece, not going to be able to use it for Lecha Mishnah. So there's a Milchas Yaakov that says that's fine, you can still use it for Lecha Mishnah. That, the whole idea that you need Shleimos is only a Chumrah, it's not really Ma'akev, the idea that you need Shleimos, and maybe one and a half is also called Lecha Mishnah. Who says that that's not called, that you have two? So the Chasam Sofer writes that the din of Lecha Mishnah is Me'ikra Din. He disagrees with the Milchas Yaakov, based on the puzzle Lechem Yomayim, in Gilyone Ashas, he brings a raya that even when it says a lashon of Mishnah, it's always a lashon of Shnayim, and something and a half is not bechlal Shnayim. The Gilyone Ashas, Maseches Brachos, Daf Gilman Beis, so whenever you have one and a half, it's not bechlal Shnayim. So Gilyone Ashas, because Vengel says, but wait a second, what about our sugya? Even when it doesn't say from our sugya, it's Muchach, that even when it doesn't say a lashon of Shnayim, it just says lashon of Rabbim, one and a half is not. He is not going to be included, because in our sugya we quote the Shita of Rav that there's no chiyuv of an asham unless you have chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. And Rav says because it says vasa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem bishkaga ad sheyishkog bishtayim. So it sounds like mitzvos is lashon rabim. So you see that the reason of Rav, it's not enough to be kazayis umechza. You need shtayim shleimim, because the kazayis umechza is not called mitzvos. And you see that whenever you have a lashon rabim, one and a half is not included in the Rasha, in the Lashon Rabbim. So it's a discussion, because the Gemara in Brachos sounds otherwise. The Gemara in Brachos says that Chatzos HaLaila is considered two Mishmaros into the Laila, but it's only really a Mishmar and a half into the Laila. Each Mishmar is only 4 hours. That's what Gilyone Ashas works on. When do we say that a plural means two full, and when do we say one and a half? So our Gemara indicates that it's got to be two full, and the Gemara Brachos indicates that one and a half also counts. So the Nafkamina would be for the case of the Lecha Mishnah. Okay, so says Gemara, let's start challenging this Shita of Rabbi Zeira. So Eisvei, the same three challenges we had yesterday. Eisvei, Rabbi Yom, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Lezer, Omer Koi Chayav Nal Chel Bo Hashem Talui, that Rabbi Lezer holds you Chayav Nal Hashem Talui for eating the Chelev of a Koi, but if it's a Chaya, the Chelev is Mutter, so how could you be Chayav Nal Hashem Talui? You don't I understand why we're saying you're chayv nashim tali, because it's a savik beim a savik chaya, but it's not chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. So how could you be chayv nashim tali? So amalei, Rabbi Lazar savar lo beinan levari suro. Rabbi Lazar must hold that you don't need the possibility of being mevarari suro. Meaning, ain't chinami by the koi, you're never going to be able to discover later whether it was chaylev chaya or chaylev beim, because it's a savik on the whole min, whether the min is a min chaya or min behema. But that the shita that says that you bring nashim tali and a koi, Jose, you don't need to be mevarri suro. Eisvei, the Gemara challenges further from the Mishnah Maseches Yevamos. Savig min tishah l'rishon oben shuv l'achron. A woman whose husband dies before they had any children marries her husband's brother, does what might be yibum with the husband's brother, and then she has a baby 7 months later, and we don't know if this baby is from the yavam or whether the baby is from the original husband. Is it ben tishah l'rishon or ben shuv l'achron? So halacha is yotzi. The yavam cannot stay married to this woman. Vavlad kasher. The baby is going to be kasher mimanav shach, because if the baby is a ben tishah l'rishon, then that's perfectly fine. It was from the original husband. And if it's a ben shivah l'achron, it means that the original husband taka didn't have any babies, and therefore this was a yibum situation. So the baby's fine mimanav shach. But v'chayavin b'ashem tal. Tali. They're chayiv in an Ashim Tali because the baby might have been from the first husband, in which case this was Eishes Achiv, and this is Nisra of Eishes Achiv Shalom B'makom Mitzvah. So you bring an Ashim Tali. Says Mara, but it's not Chatichachas Mishtei Chatichos. It's not something you're ever going to be able to be Mevarer Isura later on. It's not like you're ever going to be able to figure it out. Nowadays, maybe we would. You do a DNA test or something. But back then, it's not something that they could have figured out. So Hamani Rabbi Eliezer he. So the Gemara explains that this is going like the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that who holds that the Chiyuv of Hashem Talu is even when you cannot be Mevarer Isuro. Esevei, the third challenge. The Mishnah Masechus Nida tells us that right after Tashmish, both man and woman would be bodek themselves. They would take a cloth and clean themselves off and be bodek to see if there was any dam. Nimsa al shalah, if they find dam on her cloth, esyom, and it's right away, right after the Tashmish, tameim, we assume that they're vadei tameim, v'chayovin karbon, and they're chayovin karbon chatos. Nimsa al shalah liachar's man, but if they find it on her cloth a little while later, tameim misafik, then it's only a safik tumah, because we don't know if the dam was there b'shas Tashmish, and peturim in a karbon, and they're pots from a karbon chatos. Yeah, but v'tani Allah, but the brisa adds, v'chayovin b'ashem tali, and they're chayovin b'ashem tali. But it's Yevshel Levar Risuro. There's no way you're ever going to be able to figure out later on whether she was a Nida at the time of the Tashmish. So how can you say Yechai V'Nashem Talui? Hamani Rabbi Eliezer. Again, that must be assuming like Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. And that concludes the second of the three ways of formulating the Shita of Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichos. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravu Amar Rav, the third way of formulating the Shita. Hayilavon of Shtei Chatichos Achashav Chayil Valkshav Shuman Vachalachs Men V'en Yedeos Men Achal Chayif. Chatichos of Yishal Chayil, of Yishal Shuman V'Achala, Pater. If you had two chatichos and you ate one of them and you don't know which one you ate, chayiv. But if you had only one chaticha that was a suffix, whether it was Shuman Chayiv, you're Pater. Amar Rav Nachman, my time at Rav. Why does Rav say this way? Kasavar, shtei chatichos ikpa isura, chaticha chaslo kva'a isura. That the difference is that when you have shtei chatichos, you know for sure that there was Chayiv there. You just don't know if that's what you had eaten. But when you had only one chaticha that was suffix Chayiv, suffix Shuman, you don't even know that there was any isur in front of you ever. And that you're not going to be chayiv nashim tali. There has to be at least enough of a safek that you know for sure that the chaylev was there, and you just don't know whether you had eaten it. So my ika bein ik by isura le ef shal levar isure. What's the nafkamina between the second and third approaches in explaining the shita of Rav? Whether it's about being mevarer the isur, the ability to be mevarer the isur later on, or whether it's about the fact that you know for sure that the isur was once in front of you. So ika bein ayu. Let's say you had a case of shtei chatichos, and then a guy came and ate the first one. Again, we don't know which one, but he ate one of them. And then the Jew came and ate the second one. So the Rava, according to the Rava, holds that it's about Yeshem the Mikra, meaning approach number one that we had, that it's all about mitzvos. You didn't have two pieces in front of him at the time that the Jew ate from it, he would not be chayv nashim talui. Le Rabbi Zera, according to Rabbi Zera, that held that it's all about being efshal levar risure later on, efshal levar risure. There's no way you're going to be able to invar the yisur afterwards because the guy had already eaten the evidence, meaning there is no evidence remaining. Once the guy ate and you ate, there's nothing left. The Rav Nachman ikba isura. According to Rav Nachman, that the reason is that it's about ikba isura. That if you know for sure there was an isur in front of you at some point, then it's you're going to be chayv nashim talui. Well, over here also, you did have a known isur in front of you because before the guy ate it, it was certainly only a chaticha achas shel. There certainly was a chaticha achas shel chaylev. The Aruch Lener raises the question: why does the Gemara have to say that a guy ate the first one? Why not just say a Jew ate the first one? And Rabbi Zeir would still say the second guy is patur because he cannot be mevarer risuro. And Rav Nachman would still say the first guy is chayiv because it's still ikva isuro. Why does it have to be that a non-Jew ate the first one? So the Aruch Lener suggests that if a Jew ate the first one, the second guy, even according to Rabbi Zeir, would bring an Ashram Tadli because it's efshal levarer risuro. How's it efshal levarer risuro? There's nothing left. Because the first Jew might say, nah, it tasted like chaylev. So if he's able to say afterwards that he thinks it tasted like one or the other, you can find the... But a guy wouldn't be Naaman to say such a thing if he knows that we're relying on him la'alacha. I am a siach lefituma, maybe he would be. Okay, we don't get involved. But the Aruch Naaman suggests that maybe it's still called Efsha Levari Suro. So now the Gemara asks the same three questions. Eisfei, Rav Nachman, so Rav challenges Rav Nachman, Rav Lezer, Omer, Koi, Chayavna Lav, Chayavna Chel, Ashim Taloi, that if you eat the Chelav of a Koi, Chayavna Ashim Taloi, aye, but it's not a Ikva Isurei, we don't know that there was ever any Isur here, because the Chelav of a Koi might just be Mutter, so it says, well, yeah, Rav Lezer, Lobai, Kivusa, Li Isura, Rav Lezer simply doesn't hold of this idea of Ikva Isura. The Aruch Lener is bothered that it's Rava challenging Rav Nachman, which is strange, because this same challenge, this same brisa, was asked on Rava himself. And Rava knew the answer of saying, yeah, Rav Lezer doesn't hold of it. So Rav Nachman also says, yeah, Rav Lezer doesn't hold of my explanation either. So why would Rava come with a challenge to Rav Nachman? So Aruch Lener suggests that maybe Rava was hoping that Rav Nachman would have a better answer. Meaning Rava knew his only way of deflecting this raya was by saying, yeah, Rav Lezer doesn't agree with this whole idea of mitzvos. So Rav Nachman comes with the same answer. Yeah, Rav Lezer doesn't agree with this whole idea of Ikva Isura. But if he would have come up with a better answer that would only work for Rav Nachman's approach, not for Rav's approach, maybe Rav would have been willing to change his mind. But once he sees that Rav Nachman's answer to this brisa is no better than his own answer to this brisa, so Rav is not going to be willing to change his mind that it's all about mitzvos. So Eisvei, the Gemara has challenge number two. Savik ben Tisha l'Rishon o ben Shiva la'acharon. Again, you have the Yev. With the baby that's suffering from the original husband, suffering from the Avam, Yotzi Vavlad Kasher V'Chayavn Bashem Taloi, so Hamani Rabbi Lazari. So the Gemara says, no, that's also, you're right, it's not Ikva Isura, but it's assuming, like Rabbi Lazari holds, that you don't need Ikva Isura. Eisvei, a third challenge, Nimtzal Shalo Tamein V'Chayavn B'Karban, if they find Dam on his cloth, then there's Tamein, and they're both Chayav B'Karban. Nimtzal Shalo, if they find it on her cloth, Esyom, immediately after Tashmish Tamei and Vechev Mekarban, but Nimsal Shalal Lachar Zman, they find it on her cloth after some time. Tamei and Misafik and Peturim in a Karban. Then they're only Tamei Misafik and they're Potter from a Karban. Vetani Allah Vechev Mashem Talui. Aye, but there's no Ikve Yisura, so how can you be Chayv Mashem Talui? So Ishtik. So that Rav Nachman didn't have, when he heard that, he didn't have an answer to that. Lebasa Denafik, after Rav left, Amar, my time lo amile. So Rav Nachman said, why didn't I tell Rav that the answer is, Dahamani Remeri, Dilobayik, Yusul Yisura? That Mishnah is simply going like Rav Meir, that according to Rav Meir, you don't need Ikvi Yisura. How do I know that Rav Meir holds you don't need Ikvi Yisura? Ditanya, because there's a brisa. Hashochet Asham Talui Bachutz, if a person shachs an Asham Talui, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Rav Meir Mechayev. Rav Meir says you have to bring a korban for Shchut Echutz, even though it could be that he was not Chayev. An Asham and the behemoth that he shechted was not really Kadosh, it was really behemoth Schulin. But nevertheless, he's Chayev Misafek, because you don't need Ikva Isura. The Chum Potrin, the Chum say that you're Potter, because you don't bring an Asham Talui unless you have Ikva Isura, unless there's an Isur Yaduas. So Rav Nachman is kicking himself, saying, ah, why didn't I just answer Rava that this Mishnah about the batika cloths is assuming like Rav Meir that you don't need Ikva Isura. So ask the Gemara of Amai, why is Rav Nachman saying that? Why didn't I say like Rav Meir? Lemelid Rav Elazar, give the same answer you've been giving the whole time. He should have just said that Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who also doesn't require Ikva Isura. That's how he answered the first two challenges. He just said that's going like Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar doesn't require Ikvi Surah. Why couldn't he answer the third challenge the same way? So Hakamash Melan Rabbi Meir B'Shitas Rabbi Elazar Koi. Now he's trying to tell us that Rabbi Meir, who holds that when you shecht an Asham Talui b'chutz that you chayav a korban, it's only because he holds like Rabbi Eliezer that you don't need Ikve Isura. Meaning he really was saying, why didn't I tell him it's Rabbi Elazar? But he phrased it as saying, why didn't I tell him it's Rabbi Meir, as a way of teaching us that Rabbi Meir also holds like the sheet of Rabbi Elazar that you do not require Ikva Isura. Okay, so now another din related to this idea of Asham Talui, and how much of a suffix do you actually need in order to be chayv in Asham Talui? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. Chaticha savik shal chelev, savik shal shuman va'achala. You have one chaticha, you're not sure of its identity, and you eat it. So even though, this is Rav speaking, I hold you would not bring an Asham Talui, because it's not a case of shtei chatichos, But bundle machlokes Rabbi Elazar v'Chabim. I acknowledge that it's a machlokes whether you'd be chayiv in Hashem Talay, because we're going to see in the Mishnah in about a week from now that according to Rabbi Elazar, a person is able to volunteer to give an Hashem Talay whenever he feels like it. Every day, a person can volunteer an Hashem Talay, even though he didn't have a situation of a safek iser, and it's not a violation of chulin v'azara. So memela by a safek chaticha achas, of course you can bring an Hashem Talay. Of course you can be chayiv in Hashem Talay. That's an actual safek. Meaning what's the thing with chatichachas, it's less of a suffix than chatichachas mishtei chatichas. Whether it's because ikve yisura or whatever, but it's not as strong of a suffix as when you have a suffix, is it this or is it that? Right? So it's less of a suffix. So if you could bring an Hashem Tali just because who knows what happened over the last day, you know, there's no event that happened, and you could just volunteer to bring an Hashem Tali, then for sure chatichachas you could bring an Hashem Tali. Whereas according to the Chamim, that you cannot be misnadiv in Hashem Tali, it's because you need to have a really strong known suffix, and that Chum would hold you need chatichachas mishtei chatichos. So it says Gemara, wait, Rabbi Lazar, my irya ki achala. Why does Rabbi Nachman have to say the din that you ate the chaticha that was in front of you? Afil lo achala nami. Datan Rabbi Lazar omer misnadiv al mashum tali b'chol yom. Rabbi Lazar would hold you don't even need to eat the chaticha achas in order to be chayv mashum tali. You could just not know, you could just decide to bring one, because who knows? Maybe I ate something over the last day. You have no idea. So I'm Rav Ashi, Rabbi Lazar aliba debab ben buta. Rabbi Lazar, when Rabbi Nachman says that according to Rabbi Lazar, you're only chayiv if you ate it, that's Bab Ben Buta's understanding of Rabbi Lazar. It's not, because the Mishnah is going to tell us that Bab Ben Buta would bring an Hashem Tali every day, except for the day after Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is Mechaper on a Safek Avera the same way in Hashem Tali is Mechaper on a Safek Avera. And he took a Shavua that if they would have let him, he would have brought an Hashem Tali even after Yom Kippur as well. Ela Omrim Li Amtein Ashitikani Slabei Safek. But they tell me that I have to wait until I have some sort of Safek Chet. So according to that, even Rabbi Lazar requires that you have to have done something. You have to have had some event in your life that might have been mechayev an Hashem Tali. So that's why you need that he ate the chaticha achas. Just have some sort of event where he could have been mechayev an Hashem Tali. Day after Yom Kippur, nothing could have been mechayev an Hashem Tali because the Yom Kippur would have already been mechaper for it. Tan Rabbanan. Continuing on this theme of being misnadiv in Hashem Tali, Brisa tells us as follows: you have two chatichos. A Jew eats the first of them. A non-Jew eats the second one. Chayiv. The Jew is chayiv for eating the first one because at the time that he ate it, there were shtei chatichos. V'chein kelev, v'chein orev, and it doesn't matter who eats the second one. It could be a dog that eats the second one. It could be a raven that eats the second one. The bottom line is the Jew ate a chatichach, mishtei chatichos. He is for sure going to be chayiv in an Hashem Tali. But if you reverse it, if a non-Jew eats the first one, and then by Yisrael v'achalas hashniyah, a Jew comes and eats the second one, so then pater. Then he's going to be pater because at the time that he ate it, there were no shtei chatichos in front of him. Meaning at the time that the Jew ate it, there was no second chaticha. So the Achronim raised the question, well, wait a second. Since originally there were shtei chatichos, it's ikva isura. If all you really need is ikva isura, so shouldn't he be? I mean, this was the nafkamina, right? This was the case of the nafkamina where a guy ate the first one, and then there was only one left. So the Orchlaner suggests Rav Nachman would say that we're assuming like the shita yeshem lemikra, or we're assuming like the idea of efshalavarer afterwards, efshalavarer isure, not like the shita of ikva isura. So anyway, so that's what the Brisa tells us, that if the Jew eats afterwards, it's pater. But Rabbi Mechayev, Rabbi's Mechayev even for that second achila. Because Rabbi holds an Hashem Talui is chayiv even on chaticha achas. Achalas harishonah b'shogeg. Let's say a Jew eats the first one b'shogeg. He didn't know that it was a safek chaylev. V'ashniya b'mezid. And eats the second one knowing that it's a safek chaylev. Chayiv. He's chayiv. Because when he ate the first one, which is where his shogeg was, it was chatichach mishtei chatichos. So that's going to be the moment that he's chayiv. The second one, that's separate. That he's not going to be chayiv in Hashem Talui because that was b'mezid. And it wasn't chatichach mishtei chatichos at that point. But the first one, it was chatichach mishtei chatichos. It was shogeg. Everything was aligned for him to be chayiv. Harishona b'mezid v'ashniya b'shogeg. But if he ate the first one b'mezid and the second one b'shogeg, pater, then he's going to be pater. Because his shogeg happened when there were no two chatichos in front of him. There was only one. The Rebbe Mechayiv. And Rebbe says he's going to be chayiv in that case as well, because he doesn't need shtei chatichos in order to be chayiv. Achal shteyan b'meizid, pater. If he ate them both b'meizid, then he's for sure pater, because he didn't do an avera b'shogeg. Achalim shnayim b'shogeg. If he ate both of them b'shogeg, shneim chayavin. If two people, let's say, ate the two chatichos b'shogeg, they're both chayiv and hashem talui. Hasheni lo min adin, ela shemata omer pater kavatas rishonim b'chatas. But the second one is not really chayiv min adin to bring an hashem talui, because there was no shtei chatichos in front of him. But if we were to say that he's pater, everyone's going to think that we have identified which one was the chaylev, which one is the shuman, and that the second guy must have eaten the shuman, and then people are going to think that the first guy is chayev v'chatas vaday. So in order to make it clear that we're still mesupik about this, and therefore the first guy is only chayev and ashram tali, we make the second guy bring an ashram tali. But it's not really min adin, the regular din of ashram tali, he should not have been required to do so. Says Mar Manu, that last line, who's that going like? E Rebbe, if we're assuming like Rebbe that you don't need chatichachos mishtei chatichos, then minadinu. Then the second guy minadin would be chayiv in Hashem Talui because he had one chaticha, and Rebbe holds with even one chaticha you chayiv in Hashem Talui. Vi Rabbanan mishum delo nikvar rishon bechatos neimalei l'sheni asichul nazara. And if we're assuming like the Rabbanan, what, in order that the first guy shouldn't be under the misimpression that maybe he has to bring a chatos, we're going to tell the second guy to bring chulun nazara. We're going to tell him, oh, bring in Hashem Talui even though you're not chayiv in Hashem Talui. That's terrible. We can't have him bring chulun nazara. So who is this last line assuming like? So Rav Ashi, Rabbi Elazar. He was assuming like Rabbi Elazar, dam misnad divad Hashem Talui b'chol yom. It's not a risk of chulun nazara because a person can volunteer to bring an Hashem Talui whenever he wants. Hilka chamrin alei, I see Hashem Talui va'asni. Bring an Hashem Talui and make it tonight. I achal rishon shuman hu achal chelev la'avi kapara. If the first guy ate shuman and I'm the one that ate chelev, good, let this be a kapara for me. The ilah, and if he didn't eat the chelev, if I didn't eat the chelev, the first guy is the one that ate the chelev, la'avi nedava, good, so then it will be a carbon nedava because you're allowed to bring a nedava. You're allowed to bring a nedava when an ashram talui as a nedava. Now it's interesting that the Gemara formulates it that way because Rabbi Lezer just says misnadev adam ashram talui b'chol yom. Rabbi Lezer never says you need to make a tanai when you do that. The Gemara formulates it that you're making a tanai. So it sounds like this is the Gemara's interpretation of Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer would hold that Yitaka need to make such a tanai, and you can't just stop bring an ashram talui every single day. Okay, now we're going to bring a braisa about a person that eats a safek chelev multiple times, and between each time he realizes that he ate a safek chelev. So what happens if he then finds out that it was vadai chelev all along? Does he bring five chatos or only one chatos? So Tan Rabbanan, achal safek chelev and no delo. Person eats safek chelev b'shogeg, and then he finds out that it was a safek chelev, and then again safek chelev and no delo. Rabbi Omer, Omer ani kishem shemei vichatos al kol achas v'achas kach mei v'yoshem taloi al kol achas v'achas. Just like if a person finds out after each chaticha that he eats that he had eaten chelev, he'd be chayev chatos on each one of those achilos. So too, you're chayev nashem tali on each one of the achilos. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, ain maybe el nashem tali yachad. No, you only bring one nashem tali. Shneamar al shigas asher shagag afilo shkogus harbe yinu chayev alachas. Wow, that even if you have multiple shkogos and each time you realize what you had done and then do it again and then you realize then you do it again, then you only bring one Hashem Talui. In the world of chatos, if you know for sure that you had eaten chaylev and then you eat again and then you know for sure and you eat again, you're chayv multiple chatos. But Hashem Talui is different. Having a yediya safik bein a time is not even going to be mechayv you multiple Hashem Talui's. Am Rebbe Zeru Kanshan Rebbe yediya safik mechalkos lechatos. In this brisa, Rebbe is teaching us that having Rebbe was the first shita, the Tanakama, is teaching us that yediya safek, having a knowledge that you might have violated an isur in between, once at the end of the day you discover that you did violate all those isurim, you're going to be chayv multiple chataos for each of the averus. Rava Amar, Rava says, ein yediya safek mechalkos chataos. No, just realizing in between that you might have violated an isur is not going to be enough to divide and be mechayv you multiple chataos. The way the Brisa should read it is kishem shim haysalo yidia vaday mevi chatos kolachas vachas kafim haysalo yidia something mevi hashem tolo yokolachas vachas. Meaning they're arguing about what the sheet of the Tanakhama is. Certainly the sheet of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudan, Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Shimon is that you only can bring one Hashem Talui no matter how many Yediyah Safik you had in between. The sheet of the Tanakhama was clearly, though, that if you had a Yediyah Safik in between each Achila Safik, you're going to be chayv multiple Hashem Talui's. Question is, what does the Tanakhama hold about being chayv multiple chata'os when he had a yediya suffik in between? So that's the machlokas that Rabbi Zeira had said that yediya suffik are machalkos the chata'os. Even a yediya suffik in between would be mechayv you multiple chata'os. And Rabbi says no, a yediya suffik is not going to be mechayv you multiple chata'os. But a yediya vaday is mechayv you multiple chata'os. A yediya suffik is only mechayv you multiple ashem talus, but not multiple chataos, even if at the end of the day you discover that all that time you were definitely eating chalev. So Amalei Abaye says to Rava, asks on Rava, Va'atlo Tizbara, the idea of suffering mechalikos lechataos, do you not agree to the idea that idea suffering is mechalik lechataos? Di salkadaitach, idea suffering ain't mechalikos lechataos, v'chatasachas mevi, if you're going to say what I believe you're trying to say, which is that when you eat a suffering and then you realize that it was a suffix. Then you eat another suffix, you realize again that it was a suffix. At the end of the day, when you realize that it was vaday, that you had eaten chelev all along, that you're only going to bring one chatos, then why would you bring a separate Hashem Talui for each of them? Vatanya, because after all, doesn't the Brisa tell us, don't Chatos and Hashem Talui parallel each other? And whatever would divide between different Chiyuvei Hashem should necessarily also divide between different Chiyuvei Chatos? So how can you, Rava, tell me that which divides between different Chiyuvei Hashem is not going to divide between different Chiyuvei Chatos? So Amalei Rava Bar Chanan LaAbaye Uldidach the Amrit Yediyo Safik Mechalkos LeChataos. Yeah, you think it's any better according to you? You want to tell me that a Yediyo Safik will split up multiple Chiyuvei Chataos. Elameata, if that's the case, what if a person has a whole bowl of chalev in the fridge and in his sudam of sex before Yom Kippur eats, he thinks it's kosher food, it came with hashkacha and it was he eats kazayis of the chalev, hashkacha maybe ones, that's okay, he's got a whole bowl of no hashkacha, but he doesn't realize that it's chalev. So before Yom Kippur, sudam of sex, he's eating some chalev, and then after Yom Kippur he breaks his fast on the chalev, and at the time he had no idea that it was chalev, and it was one period of halim. He never realized in between nothing. It was in the fridge, and then later on he found out. An erev sukkis or something. Now Yom HaKippurim is mechaper just like an Hashem Talui is. So Yom HaKippurim should be the equivalent of a yediyah safek. So if you hold that the idea suffix is mechalik between chataos, that it can be mechayiv two separate chataos, then Yom Kippur should also be mechalik between two separate chataos. So do you mean to tell me the guy eats the half the bowl of chalev for the sudam of sekus and the other half the bowl of chalev for his breakfast after Yom Kippur, that hachinami, the baby shtei chataos, he's going to bring chayiv two chataos? Habehelem achas achlinun. No way! He ate it all in one helen. How could he possibly be chayiv shtei chataos? Samlei Abaye says back, Uman leman lan Yom HaKippurim mechaper al delo mesiadalei. Who says Yom HaKippurim is mechaper for something that a person doesn't even realize that he had sinned? Dilma v'hudu mesiadalei. Maybe Yom Kippur is only mechaper for a case where you know that at least that you violated a safek iser. So yeah, Yom Kippur serves as like a substitute Hashem Talui, but you're only chayiv an Hashem Talui when you realize you violated a safek iser. Over here, the guy had no idea about anything. So maybe Yom HaKippurim, that's why Yom HaKippurim is not mechaper there. But when there's an actual yediyah safek iser, it is going to divide l'chata'os. So I'm like, Rava, Tarda. Rava says, ah, you crazy person. Hoda v'lo hoda tanan. It's a beferish mishnah that Yom Kippur is mechaper, whether you know about the Avera before Yom Kippur or whether you don't know about the Avera before Yom Kippur. So it's a crazy thing to say that who says Yom Kippur is mechaper even when you don't know. Come on, it's a beferish mishnah. This makes the list in the Tshuvas Chavos Yair. There's a long Tshuva in the Chavos Yair where it discusses how come the Chachamim are so mean to each other. They say such not nice things. They speak so nasty to each other. So he explains, no, every time it's really a compliment and it's really, so this is on the list of insults that somehow he touches up to really be a compliment. The context of that Chavos Yair was that there was a din
in Torah, and he was looking at the tainas that the people had written up, and he was shocked by the way they were talking about each other. That this one is calling that one a meshugana, and that one, he was like, he couldn't. He said, "This is not the way that we deal with things. We're not allowed to talk this way." And then he said, "Agav, you're going to tell me Chazal spoke this way? No, Chazal were really very nice to each other," and he has a whole long tshuva about it. Anyway, Igad Amri Amrle Rav Barchan Labai. Some say Rav Barchan's challenge to Abaye was as follows. That according to you, Abaye, that Yediya Safik is Mechal L'chataos, Ma'ilu Achol Kazayis Chelev Shachrus B'Yom HaKippurim, Kazayis Chelev Mincha B'Yom HaKippurim. What if he eats two Kazayisim on Yom Kippur? One in the morning, one in the afternoon. Hachinami de Mechayiv Shtei Chataos. You're going to say that he's Chayiv Shtei Chataos because Yom Kippur is Mechapar like an Ashim Talui, and there were moments of Yom Kippur in between. It's unclear. I mean, the Achronim discussed, why do we have to make it a case of Kazayis Chelev of Shachrus Yom Kippur? It's Yom Kippur. Just make that he ate a kazayis of anything on Yom Kippur. So I'm there by man lemalan the Yom Kippurim called Shaita Mechaper. So Abai's response is, who says the Yom Kippur is Mechaper each and every moment of the day? Maybe the Kapparas Yom Kippur is only on Averus that are done before Yom Kippur, and then you had an entire Yom Kippur to be Mechaper for all the Averus that preceded Yom Kippur. But over here, where the Averus are being done on Yom Kippur, you don't have enough of Yom Kippur in between to divide between the different Averus. Samle Rava Bar Chanan, Tarda, that's also stupidity, because Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Hare Shabal Yadl Safik Averu B'Yom Kippur. When a person has a Safik Aver that comes up on Yom Kippur, that is Chayv Karis for, Afilu Im Chashecha, even if it's right before it gets dark, Pater, he's not going to be Chayv Nashim Tali. Why? Shekol HaYom Mechaper, each and every moment of the day is Mechaper, including the very last moment of the day on its own. So Masav Ravi Di Baravin, Ravi Di Baravin challenges Abaye differently from Mishnah Maseches Yuma. Let's say a person eats and drinks on Yom Kippur. He forgot it's Yom Kippur, he ate and he drank. He's only chayv one carbon chatas. In between the eating and the drinking, he must have paused for a second, so there was a moment of Yom Kippur in between the eating and the drinking, so shouldn't that Yom HaKippurim have divided between the achila and the shtia? The Kippur lay and the Yom Kippur is mechaper on the Achila. The Yom Kippur makom Hashem Tali kai because Yom Kippur, after all, is just like an Hashem Tali. V'katani enu chayev el chatas achas, and you're telling me you're only chayev one chatas. But v'isal kadaita chidi osafik mechachos chatos chayev shtei chatos. According to you, Abaye, that even a yediya safik in between two isurim is going to be mechayev you, is going to divide them up and be mechayev you multiple chatos. So Yom Kippur has the status of a yediya safik because Yom Kippur is mechaper just like an Hashem Tali, and therefore you should be chayev separately for the achila and for the shtia. So Amri ki Amar Rabbi Zeira l'Rabbi harabanhi. When Rabbi Zeira says that Yediya Safik is Mechalik L'Chataos, and Abaye agrees, that's according to Rebbe. But this Mishnah obviously is going like the Rabbanan. It's going like the Rabbanan, but I mean the Sefer Rebbe, from the fact that the Sefer Rebbe pops up in the Mishnah, that would tell me that the Reisha must also be Rebbe. To Katani, the Mishnah goes on to say, Shasat Sir Omurias Pater. If a person drinks fish brine and these kinds of things, Pater, because it's not Ro'i L'Shtia. Hachomet Chai. But had he drunk chometz on Yom Kippur, he'd be chayiv. Umani Rebbe he, and that Mishnah that's mechayiv for shtias chometz is going like Rebbe. Ditanya chometz ain meishav es hanefesh. Chometz doesn't give a person any satisfaction. Rebbe Omer ani chometz meishav es hanefesh. I hold that it does. So me the sefer Rebbe Reisha nami Rebbe. If the sefer of the Mishnah is Rebbe, then the Reisha has to be Rebbe also. So how can you say that this Mishnah is going like the Rabbanan and not like the Shita of Rebbe? So says Gemara, Amri, Sefer Rebbe, Reisha Rabbanan. Now, sometimes you have that a Mishnah is divided between the Shita of Rebbe and the Rabbanan. So the Sefer is Rebbe and the Reisha is the Rabbanan. Masav Rava, another challenge in Abaye. Achal Ayom, a person eats of hektish food, a shir chatzi pruta of hektish food. V'achal Lamachar, and another chatzi pruta tomorrow. Or Nena Ayom, v'nena Lamachar. He gets Hana from hektish today and a chatzi pruta's worth. And Hana from hektish chatzi pruta tomorrow. Or Achal Ayom, v'nena Lamachar. He eats a chatzi pruta worth today, he gets Hana
chatziprut tomorrow, and then I am vachal lemachar. Even if he takes like 1/10 of a prut of hana today, and then another one in a year from now, another one 6 months later, and it spreads out over 3 years till he finally is mashlim the sheer prut of meila minayin sheim sarim zezeh tamalam timol mal riba, because it tells me that you can have meila over an extended period of time. But wait a second, in between those 3 years there was a Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur should have been mechaper on him, and Yom Kippur is b'makom menashem talui. So according to Abaye, that should have divided up the yedios. So Amri ki mechaper Yom Kippur malisura al mamon lo mechaper. That no, Yom Kippur is only mechaper for iser, not for mamon. And when you steal from the Beis Hamikdash, that's mamon. V'iba yisema ki mechaper Yom Kippur mal kuli shiura al pagdi shiura lo mechaper. Or we could say that Yom Kippur is only mechaper on a shir shalim. Yom Kippur is not mechaper on a chatzi shir. And since each time he had only had a percentage of a pruta, the Yom Kippur in between would not be mechaper and would not be mechalek between the different achilos and hanaos that ultimately equaled up to a pruta. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with v'chein amar Reish Lakish.